Welcome to the Buddy Seat Podcast by Winfield United. I'm your host, Aaron Willenberg, and we're going to jump into the buddy seat with industry experts and talk about all things agriculture. Grab a coffee and maybe some snacks, and let's get rolling.
Welcome to the Buddy Seat, and on today's episode, we're discussing a relatively new concept from Corteva, and that's the Lumigen brand of seed treatment. Today, we're joined by Kirsten Retzlaff, and she's the Portfolio Marketing Manager for Seed Applied Technologies with Corteva. So thanks for joining us on the Buddy Seat today.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Erin. It's great to be here.
Right on. So I know you've been with Corteva for a few years, and our paths have certainly crossed a few times, but not sure our entire audience has got a chance to meet you. So let's start off. Why don't you tell us a bit about your career path?
Yeah, absolutely. I've had, you know, really the unique privilege of experiencing multiple areas of our agriculture business. So I've spent some time in the field, business planning with growers and retailers as a crop protection manufacturer representative. I spent some time actually selling with one of your retail owners, and that time was really enjoyable and provided a lot of really unique learnings. I spent some time in data, working with seed and crop protection data, and now I'm in marketing, and I've spent a few years in marketing and currently looking after our Seed Applied Technologies portfolio, but I've also been supporting our fungicide and biological business. So really a well-rounded type of experience that has been really enjoyable and it's provided a lot of really great learnings.
Oh, that's awesome. I did not know you worked for one of our retail partners. I used to as well. So that's awesome. I can really appreciate the good times that you can have at ag retail. It's great. Okay, let's dig into our topic for today. So we really want to talk about the new lineup of seed treatments, and they have a specific brand name called Lumigen. So there's lots of these Lumi branded products that I'm hearing about, but specifically, where does the name Lumigen come from? And sort of tell us a bit about that brand.
Yeah, absolutely. Lumigen is really the overarching seed treatment brand for all of those Lumi products. So it really helps to simplify the number of seed treatments that we have in the market. But really the premise of Lumigen is that those seed treatments are exclusive to Corteva seed genetics. And they represent the high-performing technology or seed-applied technology packages that are available on those genetics. So it is about representing all of the technology as one unified brand, but it is also meant to represent the process and the testing that is done. So these seed treatments are meticulously chosen from really hundreds of products and seed treatment options available and exhaustively tested to make sure that they fit for Corteva genetics and ultimately deliver the best customer value.
Can you maybe tell us a bit more about that testing? What does that entail?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very unique and comprehensive testing process that we put all of our seed treatment ingredients through. We put them through what we call a passer process. And we do this at our specialized Corteva Centers for Seed Applied Technology, as well as locally in the field. So passer represents really a six-step process and evaluation in areas of plantability, application, seed safety, stewardship, efficacy, and regulatory. So we put it through that process really to ensure that the treatments we have chosen and put on our genetics are ready for commercialization and that they deliver premium performance for growers.
Oh, cool. So that does sound like a pretty in-depth testing process. So you're saying that the Lumigen sort of concept really represents that thorough testing process and then seed treatments that are specifically designed for Corteva genetics. Do I have that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So Lumigen represents that complete seed treatment package as one brand of one package available on our Corteva genetics. So it represents that thorough selection and process that I've mentioned to ensure they perform and deliver value. And really what it's meant to do is provide confidence to growers that they have chosen a seed treatment package that provides that premium protection and performance that they're looking for.
So we've talked about this sort of process, we've talked about the brand, but Is there an example of a specific seed treatment or crop that falls under this brand?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a number of Lumigen offerings, but really I think, you know, specifically we can talk to the new one for 2023. So for the 2023 growing season, we're making an exciting change to our canola seed treatment package and adding in a new Lumigen fungicide seed treatment package. So within this package, we are adding 4 new fungicide seed treatment actives to our canola offering starting for the 23 season.
Okay, so that has 4 new actives in your Lumigen fungicide seed treatment for canola. So can you tell us maybe a bit more about those 4 actives?
Definitely. These 4 new active ingredients, so groups 3, 4, 1, and 7 as part of the new fungicide seed treatment package will provide industry-leading protection, as well as multiple mode of action protection of really those key canola seedling diseases. So diseases such as Rhizoctonia and Pythium, but also will provide a very high level of protection of airborne blackleg. So in those 4 active ingredients, one of them will be represented as Lumisend. And Lumisend contains a unique group 7 active that will provide premium protection of airborne blackleg.
Awesome. It's been a while since some of our seed treatments have been upgraded, and you know, often we hear about how costly canola seed is, and you know, we try to do everything right to make every seed grow, right? We plant at the right depth, at the right speed, making sure we're cognizant of fertilizer placement, but certainly seedling diseases are an issue too that often gets overlooked. So it's exciting to hear that you guys are bringing a new seed treatment package to growers. But I did hear you mention a new group 7 that I think is specific for blackleg. And you did mention airborne blackleg. And I want to just dig in on that a bit. So like, is all blackleg airborne? Is that kind of what we always see in the prairies? Can you just tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned, as you know, there are challenges in growing canola. Canola continues to change and evolve. It's important that we improve our seed treatments and our technology to protect that. And Lumisend being one of those avenues that we're doing that. But speaking specifically to blackleg, I mentioned Lumisend providing protection of airborne blackleg. So there are 2 sources of blackleg infection. One is seed-borne infection, which is essentially the infection from seed to seed. But the more common type of blackleg infection is what is represented as soil-borne or as airborne. So there's 2 ways to refer to that, but essentially it is the same type of blackleg infection. And in this case, what happens is spores from the soil or spores from the stubble can become airborne and ultimately lead to infection of the plant. So soil-borne or airborne blackleg protection is that main source of blackleg infection, and that is the blackleg that Lumisend will provide protection of.
Right on. Okay. So I know, though, there's been a lot of talk lately in the industry about blackleg and about making sure all of our hybrids are resistant to blackleg. And so certainly, you know, almost everything on the market today is rated R for blackleg. So, you know, is that enough, or why do we need the seed treatment as well?
Yeah, I think blackleg is a really key disease that we need to continue to manage very, very proactively. As we know that it is, you know, prevalent right across Western Canada and can ultimately result in yield loss. So what we know about blackleg, you know, in particular from a young canola seedling standpoint, if you can become infected from the airborne species, as I mentioned, from the soil or from a stubble. And we know that the infection that occurs before that 2-leaf stage is often associated with the more significant yield loss. And that is because canola is extra vulnerable at this stage. So adding a seed treatment to our toolbox is an important addition, but even more so as we start to see that blackleg protection becoming more and more important. So you spoke to genetic resistance, and we have been relying primarily on genetic resistance to blackleg, but what we have noticed, it is not performing as well as it has done so in the past. So we are seeing some additional resistance, blackleg developing resistance against the genetics. We're seeing it show up in more and more fields. And we're seeing that hybrids that have provided a high level of resistance in the past, just not providing as much protection as they have been. And as you mentioned, the genetic resistance is critical. It's a critical piece to our canola production. So we need to ensure that we protect it. When we look at a seed treatment and adding a blackleg seed treatment like Lumisen, not only does it increase our overall blackleg protection and that critical seedling protection that I talked about, but provides a multiple mode of action strategy for blackleg protection and provides some really good insurance for our blackleg genetics. So it's important to continue to manage blackleg proactively, and doing so with a seed treatment provides a multiple mode of action resistance strategy to ensure that it does not become a more significant issue for canola production.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's so important at that seedling stage to protect the plant. So really the seed treatment can really, you know, help enhance the genetics at that time. So yeah, that makes sense to me. So I just had one more kind of technical question on blackleg. So I know we have both minor gene and major gene resistance in our canola varieties. Can you shed some light on maybe which one is better, and do we need the seed treatments more or less with a certain type of genetic resistance, or does it even matter?
Sure, yeah. And another way to refer to minor gene resistance is adult resistance. And another way to refer to major gene resistance is seedling resistance. And, you know, quite generally, both are important. But what I will say is that it's really critical to have strong adult resistance, as this type of resistance provides ultimately a very strong foundation of blackleg resistance because it provides very broad spectrum blackleg protection. Seedling resistance tends to be a bit more selective to strains of blackleg. So that's just the difference between them, but both ultimately important. When we look at Lumisend and pairing it with our strong adult blackleg genetics, this is ultimately going to provide a more complete and multi-mode of action approach. So what we believe setting really a new standard in blackleg protection and providing protection from emergence right up and through and throughout the season.
Nice. Okay, that makes sense. So Lumisen, then this new active for blackleg protection, is that going to be available on all Corteva genetics going forward?
Yeah, so we will begin transitioning to that new fungicide seed treatment as part of our standard package containing Lumisen in the 2023 season. So we'll begin that transition for the 2023 season, and it is widely available for growers this upcoming year.
Okay, so I have to ask you though, how confident are you in this treatment? We've, you know, seen other companies bring seed treatments to market that maybe didn't perform as well as they'd hoped. Are you confident in this one?
Yes, this is a great question. We are very confident in this new recipe, and we look forward to transitioning and providing more value to canola customers. So as I mentioned earlier, our seed treatments do undergo a very lengthy and rigorous testing process, ultimately to ensure performance, but also plantability and seed safety. This pass-through process that I talked about is really an industry-leading testing process. And if we look at the new Lumigen fungicide seed treatment specifically, we have been working on this new package for more than a decade. So we are very confident and ready and excited to be launching it to canola customers for 2023.
So we've been talking about the Lumigen concept, and specifically we've been digging into Lumisend, one specific component of the new canola fungicide seed treatment. But what about Lumiderm? I feel like many of our growers will know that Lumiderm, is that part of the Lumigen family, or how does that fit in?
Yes, absolutely. Lumiderm on Corteva canola is part of the Lumigen family and has actually become the leading canola insecticide treatment in Western Canada. And that's really because it continues to provide enhanced protection of flea beetles, excellent cutworm protection, as well as that improved vigor and biomass. So canola is getting off to a really great start with Lumiderm. So it will continue to be part of our standard Lumigen offering.
Okay, well, we do have a couple minutes left here, and I appreciate that we've transitioned nicely to insecticide seed treatment. So I want to ask a bit about Lumavia C CPL. Now, this wouldn't necessarily fall under Lumagen because it's not on Corteva Genetics. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it is not technically part of the Lumagen brand, but it is treated and tested in the same PASA process. So it is given the same level of selection and testing as any of our Lumagen products, but no, it does not technically fall under the Lumagen brand.
Okay. And so Lumavia CPL, I know that cereals, peas, and lentils is what the CPL stands for, but do you want to tell us a bit about that seed treatment and what makes it unique?
Yeah, that's right. So Lumavia CPL is our insecticide seed treatment for cereals, peas, and lentils. And as you mentioned, it is quite unique because it contains chlorantraniliprole, which is a very unique and highly effective group 28 active ingredient. And this active is very specific. So it targets chewing insects such as wireworm, cutworms, armyworms, pea leaf weevils, providing sort of a different type of protection. So beyond that unique mode of action, that group 28, it does not impact sucking insects. So it does make it a more safer option for beneficial insects. So it's a highly targeted insecticide seed treatment.
Okay. And so does this actually kill the insects, or does it stop them from feeding or repel them? How does it work?
Yeah, so Lumavia CPL is highly effective even at low use rates. So essentially how it works is the insect will, ingest plant material that has been treated with Lumavia CPL and quickly become unable to feed. So you see a very quick protection of the plant from that insect. So that insect stops feeding and ultimately it will lead to that insect's death. So this protection, controls the insects, as well as reduce pest populations for coming years.
And just to clarify, so Lumavia CPL, this is an insecticide only, and would you have to add a fungicide with that, or how does that work?
Yeah, we would absolutely recommend that growers are using a fungicide seed treatment as well as Lumavia CPL. I think it's important to ensure that our cereals and pulses are protected from critical seedling disease. And what's nice about Lumavia CPL is that it's highly compatible with really any fungicide seed treatment option on the market.
You mentioned this a little bit earlier, but I want to ask a bit more. We hear in the news sometimes about impacts of insecticide-based seed treatments on pollinators, on birds, on other beneficials. Is this sort of something that Corteva looks at, and do you just use the insecticide seed treatment each year? How do you know when to use this?
Yeah, so really one of the components in our selection and our passer evaluation process is environmental stewardship. So it is something that we continue to look at and evaluate for all of our seed treatment products, and it continues to be an important consideration in our seed treatment selection overall. You'll note that many of our insecticide seed treatment options, so Lumavia CPL, as well as Lumiderm and a number of others, are very targeted to the insect pests, and then as a result, safer for beneficials and pollinators. So a lot of unique chemistry is part of our seed treatment portfolio, and one of the key considerations in the selection is ensuring that we are choosing products that provide, a more favorable environmental and stewardship profile.
Hey, awesome. Well, we're getting towards the end of time here. Is there anything else you wanted to add about your seed treatment portfolio?
Yeah, I appreciate the time to talk about this. And this is really a key area of priority for Corteva. So continuing to deliver industry-leading seed-to-plate technology, especially as our pest challenges continue to evolve. We're committed to investing and discovering new offerings that ultimately provide value to Canadian growers and ensure and enable the seed to develop to its full potential. So this is an area of priority for Corteva, and we're really proud to be able to continue to bring technology that delivers value to our Canadian growers.
That's awesome. Okay, and now my final and favorite question, and I love to ask all my guests this question. So next to the Buddy Seat by Winfield United, what is your favorite podcast?
Great questions. Yeah. Next to the Buddy Seat by Winfield United. Sure, there's a number of different ones. I do enjoy a good in-depth investigative podcast, and CBC Radio makes a lot of really great ones for that. But if I'm after something a bit lighter, I enjoy listening to something like a podcast like Smartless. It adds a nice lighter note and some, yeah, that's a good one. So yeah, it depends on where I'm at, but those would be where my go-tos are.
I'll have to check that out. I love checking out new podcasts myself, and I appreciate the recommendations from the guests. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is all the time we have for today, and I want to thank you for joining me today on the Buddy Seed and for sharing your knowledge on Lumigen and Corteva seed treatments. And for those of you who are looking for more information, be sure to reach out to your Winfield United representative or your local Corteva representative. So thanks so much for letting me ride along today on the Buddy Seat. This is Erin Willenberg signing off. Over and out.